Hey everybody, welcome back to the Lucky Dog Podcast. This is your host, Elias Roush. With me today is...
Kelly.
Kelly, oh my Lanta.
I know.
Was that not another one, or was that another one?
It was another one.
Oh, yeah. So, let's break it down. What'd you think about it? 12.
I think, for me, it wasn't as hype as 11.
Oh, really?
No.
This was not as hype as 11.
Not for me.
Holy.
I feel like it just kind of went a step back into killing again.
Into killing?
Just killing. Because I feel like, I don't know why, I felt like episode 11 was like mysteries being figured out.
Okay.
Kind of, you know?
Episode?
Yeah. And then I feel like this just went back to Hannibal doing what he does.
Okay, so I think that you and I must like two different aspects about this show, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I enjoy the kind of crazy, off-the-wall violence there is in this show. I mean, some of it is a little bit unnecessary and maybe gratuitous, you know. Other than that, I think the action is pretty damn good in this show.
Yeah.
I guess it just provides a lot of shock value because there's also such good drama in it as well.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Verger. Mr.
Fucked
Lip-
up.
Fucked up. Got yucked up.
Yeah.
This episode was kind of course correcting the last three episodes is what I would say.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to hook Will in as a fake
murderer,
serial killer,
murderer. Yeah. But he's not.
Okay, so and this was much more about Mr. Verger going after Hannibal.
Yeah.
I think the beginning just started out with Hannibal's previous therapist, you know,
the woman.
Yeah.
What was her name?
I don't know. What do you think about her?
Aggravates me.
I
liked her.
Yeah.
But
the scenes that they're giving her now don't seem to be giving as much insight as when they're with Hannibal.
Yeah. I know this is like off of the record or whatever. Do you think season 3? Do you think the picture of? Do you think it tells us something?
I don't want to talk about it because I don't want people to assume spoiled. Okay. I try not to look at the pictures too much on the previews for the next episodes, you know, because they spoil so freaking much, you know. They tell you if someone's alive, if someone's in a bad situation.
It's
yeah. I thought the beginning of the episode was a little slow.
Yeah.
I know that it did show that Will. It pretty much showed Will in the scenario with Hannibal, what they were gonna eventually be in,
yeah,
and him fantasizing it. The visuals, once again, I just think the visuals are amazing, and the imagery of, you know, the blood on the straitjacket and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was good.
And the creepiness of that, and he just doesn't give a shit. He's just like, I guess I'm going down. Someone's gotta do it, right? And I did like how it was kind of foreshadowing what was going to happen with Will at the beginning, you know? And the one scene with Merger kept stabbing the couch.
The chair. Ugh. And he was like, send me the pill.
I thought he
what
was...
What the fuck?
Yeah. Mads Mikkelsen's face was like, this motherfucker.
It's kind of priceless.
It was perfect. I think that Mr. Verger has been, not Michael Pitt, has been a great addition to the cast.
Yeah, he plays a good villain.
Yeah. It sucks that I'm pretty sure that's going to be his last scene.
Yeah.
At the end. We might get a couple extra scenes. I don't know. But we won't get anything with his face, you know. He brings a lot of expression. Margaret, they cover Margaret, and her
Margo
What do you think about her? Oh, you said something about the makeup.
They're wounds. They're like, they're false wounds. Their makeup looks like scars. Shit.
Yeah. And it seems that they put all the budget into the acting, the special effects, into...
They're in a red hospital room.
Like, what the hell? And they put all the money into everything else except for the makeup effects. So, yeah, we're definitely noticing that.
It's like, hey, if it's something that can be done cheaply, let's do it.
I mean, you got to do it on a budget, right?
We can get that shit at Party City.
We can recreate an entire stag busting in your house, but we can't make it look like you got shot before or had a previous hysterectomy.
No.
Not in the budget.
No.
Hell no. Not hell no.
We're not paying high prices for cheap. Yeah, things that can be done cheaply here.
I'm pretty sure The Walking Dead took all the good special effects. Yeah.
There was nothing
left. Practical effects. Yeah, there's. They ran out.
Yeah.
They're like, God dang it. Because I got two shows now, Fear the Walking Dead, too. Yeah, I thought the scene...
How was that bitch not in jail?
The scene with the therapist?
Yeah. She, like, openly admitted...
We don't know exactly...
remember, Fishborn went back and was like, so you, what was it? What the fuck did she do? Well, she got away with it.
Essentially, yeah.
Prosecution.
Right.
She got away from the prosecution.
Right.
Even if it's been years... She just openly admitted it. Her ass should go to jail.
You tell Fishborn, he seriously doesn't... Oh, I think at the very beginning she says... it says that she has full immunity. Mm. Will says that. I don't know what exactly we're learning from her, except that she's just telling us that Hannibal's really smart. You know?
Yeah.
She's always saying how he's one step ahead type stuff, and
you're catching him because he wants you to catch him.
Yeah, it's like,
shit like that.
I don't need these scenes. I know he's that smart. You know, I feel like you're preaching to the choir.
I know, but until she said this, though, I kind of was feeling that maybe Fishborn and Will had an upper hand.
Okay.
Now I don't.
Okay. Well, I think he can definitely see Will's... Hannibal can still see Will's long game when he says, you should tell him who you are.
Yeah.
Because I saw a little twinkle in Hannibal's eye, like, oh, I'll tell him. I'll tell him I'm roasting him on an open flame. But yeah, I thought that the meal was a great metaphor. I think that's probably what the episode's title, Tom Wan... Did he say that's what it was?
I don't know.
But I thought it was really cool. Oh, Colette's. Well, I feel like we're always learning some really cool food network lingo at the very beginning, right before we're about to eat somebody. Or normally it's human or people, but this time it's fish. The reason it's fish is because they were talking about fishing the other day.
Yeah.
Or the other episode. So I really think that it was poetic how they were talking about it's the eternal chase and stuff like that. And, you know, they're talking about pursuing each other relatively, sort of. Everyone's dancing around like, oh, I'm going to get you. Oh, I'm going to get you. No, not before I get you.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then small things like Hannibal saying like whoever's... you know,
who was that? Can we bring to light the person behind Hannibal right now?
Oh yeah, like we definitely saw some background extras behind Hannibal.
Right there.
Yeah, we like two or three. I mean, you can just clearly tell that there's extras in the background. I don't know what the hell is going on. I guess they needed some Foley artists or something. Not Foley artists, but a lighting crew or something back there, and. I thought it was I don't know, they could have looked at it a little bit better.
Oh, hold on. That's Jack's head. We're behind Jack's head.
Oh, see, we're watching this in the day.
Oh, we're so stupid. Oh god.
Oh my goodness.
That's like, it's like right near, it's like he's out of focus, but it's the side of his head.
Damn. Oh my goodness. We're so dumb.
Are we high right now?
Are we dumb right now? Oh my goodness.
I intend to eat them.
Yeah. Whoever's pursuing who, he intends to eat them.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great line.
I did too. Especially after Fishborn he's been told over and over again that Hannibal is a cannibal. And he's just like,
I don't believe it.
I don't got proof.
I don't need it.
I don't know.
I don't think it. Yeah. But, yeah. I thought that the writing in this episode, just the whole direction of this episode was clearly thought out. I don't know, maybe with the exception of the therapist lady, but I thought that the scene with Hannibal going all Swedish ass ninja, Hannibal the ninja, mm-hmm. on what was his name?
Mark. That was the beginning of season 12.
Oh yeah. We don't get to see Hannibal do too much action, just probably because, I mean, I do think he is an older guy, but he's badass. Like, he's a freaking ninja. He hit that drop kick real quick. He said, if he didn't have, Matteo, that was it. He took Natio's nuts, didn't he?
No, he stabbed him in one of the main arteries in his leg.
Oh, sorry.
And then so the guy pulled the knife out of his leg, and it was like, he shouldn't have done that.
Oh.
He would have lived. He wouldn't have lost all that blood.
City. You see, everyone wants to take the knife out.
Yeah.
So I thought it was pretty fun taking placing bets on who was going to be thrown in the pigs. But I'm sure the book readers or something like that already knew who was going to be thrown in the pigs. I think this was a plot line in the books. Or in the story, because in the Hannibal movie, I think the Hannibal movie, mm-hmm. the very beginning, they're interviewing Mason Verger as an old man. Hmm. And I remember seeing that scene, and yeah, it was having flashbacks. Yeah. I was like, God, God. That was before I even knew what Hannibal really was. And I had seen Silence of the Lambs, but I was not ready for all pigs and whatnot. Then Ray laid his ass at the end. Yeah. But let's see.
I wonder if that's gonna happen. I wonder if we're gonna get to
see some brain action.
Yeah. We already saw him feeding his face to the dogs and eating some of his own face. And
yeah, that Michael Pitts.
I'm glad that got thrown in there, dude.
That one guy got thrown in there.
No. That part of the movie was thrown into the show.
Oh yeah, I am too. I'm sure that Brian Fuller, the creator and executive producer, was thinking about having this in there the whole time. This is a big storyline.
How come Will's walking? Does he not have a car?
He just walked.
He got that one dog that's like, you don't want to go in there.
Oh, he's like, man.
They're eating someone's face. It's like, I tried to tell him.
He's like, I tried to tell everybody. You got that one smart dog that knows not to eat it. Yeah, but, oh my goodness, when, I was honestly surprised they kept it as dark as they did. I wonder if it was just really expensive to have someone's face just ripped off like that, and like he had been doing that. But I thought that was insane. And then when Hannibal just pops out of nowhere, casually, and they start having a conversation, and Michael Pitts just in the background trying to, like, saw his cheek off or something, like a lip off for the dogs. Just, like, and cracking jokes while he was doing it. It was just, like,
yeah.
It was just, like, black comedy. It was just, like, really dark. Because, I mean, they're, like, having a casual conversation. Why not take the knife? Why are they not stopping his ass?
Yeah, I think Will knows if he does. Hannibal's gonna get the hint.
Oh my goodness.
That he's not a killer. Or that he doesn't want to be a killer.
I guess that makes sense, but I would be like, good God, this is my house, man. You have my dogs, Mason.
You're feeding them your face.
Oh my God, Lisa, you're tearing me apart.
Oh, you betrayed me.
You definitely betray me.
Oh, holy shit.
Oh my goodness, this would make it just that much better if we had Tommy Wiseau in this. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. And then the little puns he had, you know, I'm full of myself. I was like, oh my goodness. They had the writer's room working. They had him working hard. But I was the biggest thing I was surprised about this entire scene was that we didn't really get to see his face. And
not a lot of it.
I mean, it was a very sliver.
That makeup isn't in the budget.
Oh, I don't know. I really want to know. It looks good. It looks like zombie makeup from The Walking Dead or something like that.
Good job.
And then they had this really awkward close-up, I don't know, camera angle on him. When they show, like, a close-up when they show his face after when Fishborn's talking to him. And, I don't know. I was expecting just to be able to see his face on some level. They really just decided to keep it covered up. What do you think about Mr. Verger? Does he remember everything?
Yeah.
He does?
I think he does.
See that? You can see his eyes, barely. And I guess that's really all you need if you're talking about, you know, having just some emotion with a mask on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was an insane one. And it is some poetic justice that Brian Fuller has his sister taking care of him after the crazy stuff that she's put him through.
Yeah. She's gonna fuck him up, though.
Yeah. That's
you
definitely...
You said I want to take care of you, same as you took care of me?
She's like... Wait, what was that?
Mwah.
Oh, okay. One more time.
No. You don't repeat yourself when I ask you to.
Yeah, I do. All the time. Mwah. All right. So, this final scene with the dynamic duo, Will and Hansible. Hansible the Cansible. Hansible the Cansible. Thoughts?
I'm ready. Oh, God, now I'm confused. I felt like I knew everything.
Oh, now it's one of the onion things, like the layers.
I don't like
it. Got them layers.
I don't like it. I feel like, is Jack going to die in this season, or did what they showed at the beginning of this going to happen in the next season? Is it going to happen in episode 13? Because as of right now, what reason does Hannibal have to kill Jack?
Well, if... what Will is saying is true. He's saying you should reveal yourself to Jack because you are loyal and you're a good friend to him. And Hannibal is saying, yeah, I am a good friend with him. And
I think what it means is it's time for him to find out who the Ripper is by him killing Jack. So, okay, maybe it is going to happen in the next episode.
I definitely think it's going to happen in the next. I think what's going to happen is he's going to tell Jack, and then Jack's going to be like, that's it, I'm going to have to take you in. And I think Hannibal is going to reluctantly kill him. Have to kill him. Hmm. You know, like, Jack, I'm your friend, I don't want to, you know, but I like people, and I'm hungry. so.
I don't know.
I don't really know. How do you want the reveal to be? Do you want Jack to, like, open up his fridge like everyone else does and finds a kidney or a liver or a tongue or a brain? Or do you want Hannibal to tell him just straight up, I'm the jiggity ribber?
I don't know what I want. I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't want Jack to die. Well, I think it to be a more intense way for him to get found out.
All right. Maybe. I'm really curious how it's going to go down.
I feel like it would be a waste of a next season if our next episode is him telling Jack who he is.
A waste of a season?
For episode 3?
I mean, episode 13.
Season 3.
What do you mean a waste? Oh, you think that it's not going to be able to be stable without Jack?
Yeah.
Fishborn?
Yeah.
You've really grown on the Fishborn train.
Where's his wife?
She comes and goes, you know, just like everyone else in the show.
Miriam.
Like Miriam, we don't need her anymore. You know, she shot the guy that some people
in
like.
Jail.
She in jail. No arm. And like, he's probably psychologically messed up a little bit. By the way, I think this show does kind of a bad job of representing people with mental issues.
This isn't just mental issues. This is, like, mental and psych issues.
Yeah, but they also... There was just one line that said, like, I just got out of the psychiatric ward or something like that. I want to be a good role model to show I'm a good role model of people with mental issues or something like that. And it just straight up, like, hit me like a board in the face. I was like, whoa. You know?
I wouldn't categorize people with, like, autism, Down syndrome.
Well, I'm not talking...
the same category as this kind of mental illness.
Okay, I wouldn't say... Are those considered mental illnesses?
It's a disability.
I know they're diseases, aren't they?
It's a disability as well, right?
I don't know. We don't know. We are not doctors.
What do you mean mental illnesses?
Well, having mental illness is fairly common among people, but then this guy is trying to say I'm a good representation of mental illness, and he's over there dressing like a bear and running around and eating mauling people. Like, I don't know if you want a show that says that about people with mental illness. You know, it just doesn't.
I think what was wrong with that was he was identifying as something else. And claiming that being a mental illness when you don't identify as yourself.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Or as what society thinks you should identify as.
I just think it should have just not been in it. I just think
Yeah, you're right. I get it. I thought you were talking about Will for some reason. I thought we were talking about, like, Will said that or something.
No, it was the
bear man.
The bear man. He said it, and he was like, I'm a good citizen, you know? And it was like, whoa. It was, I don't know, it just hit me like a train. So I really wish that they would... I guess they could say Will sort of is, but is a good example of someone with mental issues or something like sort of PTSD on his job. But he's still rearranging that bear man, you know. He did do some weird shit, and he has killed some people. So, and we had flashbacks of him being crazy before in the first season. You remember? Didn't we have flashes of him kind of having flashbacks of doing just crazy shit in the first season? Kind of remember that. Predictions for season 2, 12. Hannibal.
13.
No? Oh, yeah.
Well, we just watched 12.
Yeah, we'll watch 12, but this is, yeah, for 13. Okay.
It's gonna fucking suck watching Fishborn die. I'm kind of feeling like maybe Will is gonna go a little serial killer on us. I wasn't feeling it before the 12, but now I feel like he's...
I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel about that after all of that just happened. Because they pretty much already went there, and they're like, he's a serial killer now trying to burn people he knows.
Yeah.
So, it could go either way.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Rate, share, subscribe. Full podcast is on SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, all the good ones, all the popular ones.
Send us your reactions.
Yeah, send us your reactions at Lucky Dog Podcast on Twitter. Email us the Lucky Dog Podcast at gmail.com.